Well, Merry Christmas.
The
message I'd like to give is what our rector major gave to the Oblates, a letter that he wrote to us about a day ago, as well as a message of the Holy Father on December 1st, and it's the importance of meditating upon the Christmas scene. The Christmas scene. So I'm going to invite all of you within the next 24 hours, maybe not tonight because you might be tired, but sometime within the next 24 hours to find at least 15 minutes, and this has to be done alone, in which you're in front of the Christmas scene and you're entering into dialogue, into conversation with those you see in the Christmas scene. Can you do that? Okay, so try to do it. Children can do it also. If you've done the exercise with me, do an hour. Okay, do an hour, okay? But at least 15 minutes. At least 15 minutes. I'd like to give you an Ignatian contemplation, which the Pope gave, as well as our Rector Major. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to take all the different elements, and I'm just going to give you one idea. And this is not exhaustive. You might have more brilliant interpretations than Father Broom. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Okay? So, ready? Okay. The star. The star. Okay, interpretation of the star is this. Thank God for the stars you had in your life. Star means those people who have brought you closer to God. Amen? Okay? You hear that? So, at least one person that's brought you closer to God. And thank God for that. Because if it were not for these stars, we would not be here tonight. I would have to thank God for my mom and my dad. My dad passed away. My mom is still living. They were very, very bright stars for me as a child. So all of us have stars in our lives. Okay, another interpretation of star is you are called to be a star for others. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a double interpretation. Those persons that God has placed in your path that have led you to Christ, who is the light of the world. And once we recognize that we've received the light through the good example and prayer of others, we're called to be a star for others. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next. You notice at the top of the manger, you have an angel. And as Father Dave was reading the gospel, you heard that the shepherds heard a choir of angels singing. Okay, how can we interpret this? Okay, you all have a guardian angel. And you have to get in the habit of talking often to your guardian angel. There's an erroneous concept that once you go beyond being a little child, you no longer pray to your guardian angel. On the contrary, if you're a teenager, you should be praying three times more than when you're a child because the temptations are triple. Young adult, even more. Okay? So we really have to believe that our angels are there. And Thomas Aquinas says we receive all information through the light of the angel. So if we want to have lights in our intellect, it's done through the mediation of the angels. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Let's take now the shepherds who we encounter in the gospel today and tomorrow. There's much that can be said about them, but my one point I'd like to make is this. Beg for the grace to live gospel evangelical simplicity. In other words, pray that you will not be absorbed in materialism. I repeat, that you will not be absorbed, you will not be blinded by materialism. Money can buy your pleasure, but money cannot buy your happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Money can buy your pleasure. But pleasure and happiness are two different things that most people don't know the difference between the two. Pleasure depends upon external stimuli, okay? Okay, external stimuli, that's pleasure, okay? The senses. You could be suffering and experience great joy, as we see in the apostles who were whipped and they were rejoicing that they could suffer for Christ. So the shepherds teach us that having a lot of things is not important. You don't have any material thing and you receive the Eucharist tonight, you are a multi-trillionaire. Yep. Okay, I repeat. That's not hyperbole either, okay? You don't have anything. You receive the Eucharist, you are a multi-trillionaire because you have Jesus who is born in your heart. No one is richer in this world that has Christ living and beating in his heart. And that's what Christmas is. Christmas is Jesus born 2,000 years ago, but also Jesus born in the hands of the priest and Jesus born in your heart in Holy Communion. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's move from the shepherds to the wise men. Now they're heading towards Bethlehem. They haven't arrived yet, but they will arrive, okay? They're on the way, okay? They're on the way. Okay, there's much that can be said about them, but one idea is that the shepherds teach us that we have to keep searching and striving for a deeper relationship with Christ. They made a huge effort. They made a huge effort to encounter Christ. We should make a huge concerted effort in our lives to have a deeper knowledge and love for Jesus Christ. That's what they teach us. They offer these three beautiful gifts, gold, incense, and myrrh. Gold because Jesus is King, incense because Jesus is God, and myrrh because Jesus is a man destined to die for us. Gold, we're called to give alms. Incense, we're called to offer up prayers. And myrrh, we're called to practice penance and mortification. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, we've arrived at the very center. I'm arriving at the very center of Christmas. Okay, the very center of Christmas is Jesus with Mary and Joseph. So never forget, when you're celebrating Christmas, you're opening up your presents, you're drinking eggnog with nutmeg, whatever it might be, okay? You're having your turkey. Never forget that that's all peripheral. That's tangential. Okay, that's accessory. Okay, the very heart of Christmas is Christ. Okay, the very heart of Christmas is Christ. Everything else is secondary. You hear me? Everything else is secondary. The center of Christmas is Jesus Christ. And Mary and Joseph are very important too, but they're pointing. They're pointing to Christ. So let's take Joseph. We as Oblates, we have a great love for St. Joseph. And hopefully you do also. St. Joseph is the greatest saint. And there's so much that can be said about St. Joseph, but my meditation, preparing this homily, this one idea came to me. St. Joseph teaches us to be faithful to our vocation, even when it's hard. I repeat, he teaches us to be faithful to our vocation, even when it's hard. Married people, you make vows. We priests and religious, we make vows. Married people, you say, I promise to be faithful in good times and bad, health and sickness, riches and poverty, until death do we part. We as religious, we make vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and we have to pray that, like St. Joseph, he had so many trials, so many sufferings, Pray to St. Joseph that we'll be faithful to God until the end. Amen?
Amen.
The Blessed Virgin Mary. I'll take an idea that I got from Relevant Radio this morning on Conversation with God. There's so much that can be said about Mary, but Relevant Radio pointed out what I'll give to you right now. Mary teaches us the importance of prayer. Of prayer. Of prayer. In these days, even though there's a lot of things going on, try to double it up in prayer. Try to pray more. Mary was praying to Jesus within her womb, as John Paul II says. She was contemplating the baby Jesus growing within her womb. Mary certainly sung a lullaby to Jesus when he was born. Mary talked to Jesus. That's prayer. Mary listened to Jesus. That's prayer. Mary contemplated Jesus. That's prayer. Mary loved Jesus with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, you people want to be happy. The Blessed Mother teaches you. If you want to be happy, if you can imitate Mary and try with all your heart to focus on Jesus, no matter what's happening in your life, you can have a deep joy within. Amen? And we've arrived at the very center of Christmas is Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. He is the bread of life. He is the Master. There's so many beautiful Christological titles that we can give to Jesus. Fulton Sheen says the most important title for Christ is He is our Savior. That's the reason why Jesus came. He came to save us. But Jesus came to save us, and I'd like to point out one attribute of Jesus Christ, and it is love. It is love. Jesus came because he loves God the Father. Jesus came because he loved his Blessed Mother. Jesus came because he loves all of you. And as St. Ignatius of Loyola says, on the Christmas meditation, we already are meditating upon the cross. Because the reason why Jesus came in this world was to suffer on the cross and die for all of you. If you were the only person in the whole created universe, the only person, Jesus would have suffered everything for you. Born in Bethlehem, scourged at the pillar, crowned with thorns, carrying his cross, nailed to the cross, hanging on the cross 3 long hours, suffering suffocation, shedding every drop of his precious blood for love of you. That's why Jesus Christ came. He came because he loves all of you. And he came because he wanted all of you to be with him in heaven. So my prayer in this Mass, I'm going to be praying for all of you, that all of you, one day, after you die, you'll be a pearl in the crown of Mary to contemplate the Blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen.